This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, quotes, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. International Review of Research in Open and Distributed Learning, Volume 17, Number 1, January 2016. The title of this article is An Experimental Study of Satisfaction Response, Evaluation of Online Collaborative Learning. The authors of this article are Zuzhen Cheng, Zhuyan Wang, and Jianqing Wang from the University of International Business and Economics in China, and Alex Zarifis from the University of Mannheim in Germany. Abstract. On the one hand, a growing amount of research discusses support for improving online collaborative learning quality, and many indicators are focused to assess its success. On the other hand, thinklets for designing reputable and valuable collaborative processes have been developed for more than 10 years. However, few studies try to apply thinklets to online collaborative learning. This paper introduces thinklets to online collaborative learning and experimentally tests its effectiveness with participants' responses on their satisfaction. Yield shift theory, a causal theory explaining inner satisfaction, is adopted. In the experiment, 113 students from universities in Beijing, China are chosen as a sample. They were divided into two groups, collaborating online in a simulated class. Then, IST in student groups under online collaborative learning is validated. A comparison study of online collaborative learning with and without thinklets is implemented, and the satisfaction response of participants are analyzed. As a result of this comparison, IST is proved applicable in this context, and satisfaction is higher in online collaborative learning with thinklets. Keywords: online collaborative learning, online collaboration, satisfaction, thinklets, collaborative process. Introduction. Collaborative learning is a method for students working together in a small group toward the same goal. Many researchers have discovered that collaborative learning positively impacts the learning process since group diversity evokes a rethinking of the intention of every participant. With the rapid development of science and technology, the transition from the traditional class to an online classroom and online learning is getting much easier. This also applies to online collaborative learning. Hence, online collaborative learning, the computer-supported version of in-class collaboration, attracts great attention. According to Swan et al., online collaborative learning holds remarkable potential to support learning. It not only provides all participants with the chance to have an equal voice, but also reflects students' contributions and writing. Therefore, it is believed by researchers that online collaborative learning is a good way to improve the quality of online course designs. There are many technologies and features we use, such as web-based systems, for online collaborative learning. However, efficiency of it can't be taken for granted. Students may to some degree suffer from frustration in online collaborative learning because negative emotions and stress are evoked by past experiences or by collaborating with people they do not know well. As a result, if new tools and supports are introduced in online collaborative learning, it is truly vital to assess whether it is successful under representative indicators. To determine successfulness of online collaborative learning, trust among team members, team performance, and so on are assessed. Satisfaction, as one of the most important indicators, is widely discussed due to its significant relation with online events continuance. It is measured in many fields, such as e-service quality, virtual organizations, information system success and so on, especially in online collaborative learning. For most collaborative groups, it can be a thorny problem to design effective processes, especially for student groups without process designing experience. Researchers began to find ways to support groups to yield better process. Group support system with thinklet concepts, which is derived from collaboration engineering, is developed for collaborative process design. GSS offers support for optimization of co-production processes, and thinklet is a packet of collaboration patterns to be applied by practitioners to create repeatable collaboration processes. They together make it easier to implement collaboration. However, whether thinklets are introduced to online collaborative learning and whether the particular selection and integration of them embedded in GSS could create more value still needs to be verified by indicators of measurement, such as satisfaction. However, satisfaction findings are varied, complex, and even contradictory. In online collaborative learning, interaction is sometimes regarded as the indicator of learner satisfaction. Human factors are also found important in learner satisfaction. These complicated findings are relied on in the measurement of satisfaction responses in online collaborative learning. However, when thinklets are introduced to online collaborative learning, more suitable and scientific causal theory should be applied. Yield shift theory is a new causal theory to offer more complete explanations for satisfactory phenomenon in the information system domain. It implies an inner mechanism of satisfaction responses. Therefore, the selection of IST to test satisfaction responses makes the study more precise and representative. Recently, investigators have examined the validation of the theory. Despite this, IST still needs to be verified under another scenario, student groups to be reasonably applied to this study. So far, there has been very little discussion of student satisfaction responses of collaboration engineering applied to the field of online collaborative learning. Adopting the causal theory is to do scientific evaluation. In this study, student groups collaborate online with the help of thinklets and GSS, which is also the context and discipline of the study. Whether GSS with thinklets is a success for online collaborative learning or whether it could enhance group members' satisfaction still needs to be confirmed. This paper attempts to address the knowledge shortage with the following questions. Is IST sound when applied in student groups when implementing online collaborative learning? In student groups, do groups that collaborate online with thinklets feel more satisfied than groups without thinklets under the support of GSS? In order to answer these questions, this paper would first verify IST in student groups. If IST is sound in this context, then question 2. To verify the success of introducing thinklets and GSS to online collaborative learning, can be answered by the adoption of IST to test satisfaction responses of student groups with or without thinklets in online collaborative learning. Online collaborative learning, computer-mediated collaboration in learning has been given extensive attention from researchers over decades. For instance, trust development of participants in online collaboration, tools or supports for it, and the relationship of its factors are widely discussed. As for tools and supports, a variety of technologies are used to offer support for online collaborative learning. For example, firstly, in 1997, a web-based collaborative learning tool, VirtualU, was presented. As a second example, from 2005, a shared document-based annotation tool to support collaborative learning was presented and its usefulness was empirically tested. Recently, an emoticon support tool in online collaborative learning was developed to facilitate peers' feedback. However, whether these tools and supports for online collaborative learning are useful and scientific is hardly determined in different aspects. In the field of online collaborative learning, the focus is still extensively on satisfaction. Sun et al. Concluded that a satisfaction framework includes 6 dimensions in online learning: learner, instructor, course, technology, design, and environment. Then, the relationship between satisfaction, outcome, and student perception of support was examined. Later on, student satisfaction of online collaborative learning was analyzed from a cross-cultural perspective, showing differences of satisfaction between students from different countries. Interaction was then regarded as a remarkable indicator of satisfaction. However, most of these studies utilize different theories to evaluate satisfaction. It is obvious that different domains and contexts require suitable frameworks respectively to test satisfaction responses. Hence, in the field of online collaborative learning, reliable and suitable causal theory should be adopted in research. In this study, thinklets are introduced to online collaborative learning in design collaboration process, and a self-developed system discussion with 4 typical thinklets embedded, serving as GSS, is used. Then, satisfaction responses of participants are analyzed. Thinklets, utilizing a group support system to support online collaboration, is a significant breakthrough in the field of thinking pattern creation to make collaboration processes more intelligent. Current GSS provides tools for collaborative ideation, reducing, clarifying, organizing, and evaluating. These collaborative patterns depend on the selecting of thinklets. A thinklet is the smallest unit which is documented and provided to create a known pattern of collaboration, which makes it transferable, reusable, and predictable to design a collaboration process. Thinklets offer elaborative guidance to facilitators, helping them facilitate their groups better. Thinklets were proposed by researchers in 2001, and a thinklet has 3 components: tool, configuration, and script. Tool means specific software and hardware technology which provides support for creating a pattern of thinking. Configuration is the specifics which explain how the software and hardware were configured to create a pattern of thinking. And script is the description and instruction of teaming strategies, facilitation approaches, and activity processes. It states everything about what facilitator will say to others, what others do, and how to do it over the whole process. Among more than 60 thinklets to be chosen, there are several thinklets commonly used. Instances are directed brainstorm whose purpose is to generate broad and highly creative ideas by group members. Popcorn sort to classify created ideas into categories. Bucket walk to evaluate results of each category to determine whether they are appropriate. And straw poll to evaluate concepts with several criteria. These four thinklets are usually adopted by researchers. Yield shift theory. The yield shift theory is a cognitive theory, adding an effective component to explicate the inner response and nature of satisfaction. When group members use GSS with thinklets to implement online collaboration, IST can be adopted to test their satisfaction response to evaluate whether GSS with thinklets is a success in online collaboration. In each collaboration, there is an active goal, which is a subset of goals that can be assessed by human beings at one moment. People's utility, a sense of goodness, worth, or value, is assessed, underlying the assumption that the level of utility to a given active goal is automatically ascribed to a cognitive mechanism. Similarly, perceived yield and the likelihood that an active goal may be attained are subconsciously assessed. IST advocates that perceived yield is a multiplicative function of utility, where utility is a causal construct and yield is a consequent construct, with likelihood moderating. However, it is not yield shift at a given moment but yield itself that leads to a response of satisfaction. Under the circumstances, utility and likelihood, as well as the active goal set, could change. That yield shift can be automatically detected and that effective responses derived from the shift are assumptions based on IST as well. The whole process or mechanism of IST proposed by Briggs et al. Is presented in Figure 1. Figure 1. Mechanism of IST. Perceived yield is a function of ascribed utility to an active goal set with moderator assessed likelihood. Satisfaction is a function of shift in yield. IST is an improved mechanism to explain satisfaction response. Its scientificity was tested by Sindhav et al. With nostalgia effects. 10 effects such as anticipation effects, confirmation effects, disconfirmation effects, attenuation effects, etc. can be explained by the new theory. The empirical field study of IST was conducted by Briggs et al. However, so far, satisfaction has not been tested by this scientific theory in online collaborative student groups with thinklets. An experimental comparison study in which student groups are reasonably applied to this study should be conducted to better understand satisfaction responses of online collaborative learning with or without thinklets. Study methodology. In this paper, student groups were tested in the experiment. Learners' satisfaction responses of thinklets and GSS processes in online collaborative learning were measured by IST to indicate whether the attempt of introducing thinklets and GSS was a success. Dependent variables. Two dependent variables are used in the study. Satisfaction with process, a satisfaction response related to collaboration method and procedure, and satisfaction with outcome, a satisfaction response related to result of meetings. These two dependent variables are measured with a 5-item. 5-score Likert scale which has been verified in previous studies respectively. Items of SPR. 1. I feel satisfied with the way in which today's meeting was conducted. 2. I feel good about today's meeting process. 3. I liked the way the meeting progressed today. 4. I feel satisfied with the procedures used in today's meeting. 5. I feel satisfied about the way we carried out the activities in today's meeting. Items of SOAR. I liked the outcome of today's meeting. I feel satisfied with the things we achieved in today's meeting. When the meeting was over, I felt satisfied with the results. Our accomplishments today give me a feeling of satisfaction. I am happy with the results of today's meeting. Interdependent variables. Two variables in IST, likelihood shift, which indicates shift in assessed likelihood, and utility shift, which indicates shift in ascribed utility, are still used in the study. Both of them are measured with a 4-item. 5-score semantic anchor scale which has been verified in previous studies. Items of LSR. The meeting made it likely that I would attain something I want. Because of the meeting, I am likely to succeed on something I care about. I am likely to attain my goals because of this meeting. Due to this meeting I am likely to get what I want. Items of USR. I got from the meeting than I had anticipated. I benefited from this meeting than I expected. The meeting did good for me than I thought it would. I gained from the meeting than I believed I would. Participants. 113 participants, 54 males and 59 females, took part in the study, all of whom were undergraduate students in universities of China in Beijing, including University of International Business and Economics, Beijing University of Posts and Telecommunications, Beijing Jiaotong University, and China Agricultural University. They indicated that they have never used ThinkLets before. Each of them provided personal information relevant to the study. At first, 113 students were divided into two groups randomly, Group A with 59 members and Group B with 54 members. Group A, aging from 18 to 22, consisted of 28 males and 31 females. Group B, aging from 18 to 21, consisted of 26 males and 28 females. Group A and Group B were divided into several smaller groups. Each small group was assigned a facilitator. We demonstrated how to operate the online collaboration system and explained the steps of a collaboration process with scripts. The facilitator was the one who mastered the meeting process and time frame. Other group members collaborated under the instructions and guidance of the facilitator. In Group A, brainstorming, popcorn sort, bucket walk, and straw poll were adopted with ThinkLet scripts guiding and with a self-developed meeting system discussion assisting to discuss a specific topic within 20 minutes. In this experiment, we simulated an online class and set what kind of system to develop for the final task of the course. Database system as the discussion topic. Group B discussed the same topic within the same time with QQ group assisting. Discussion is a system with these exact four patterns of collaboration. While QQ group is what students are accustomed to use when they freely discuss in groups. Apart from the use or not of ThinkLets, there is no difference in using the two systems discussion and QQ group. The procedure of the study is presented in Figure 2. Figure 2. Procedure of collaboration in Group A and Group B data collection. After the experiment, all 113 participants were asked to take 2 minutes to respond to the one-page instruments. Participants were told that the instruments were anonymous. After finishing the instruments, participants were asked to be interviewed voluntarily. All instruments were valid in spite of several items missing values. So, there were 113 instruments, and 10 participants in Group A and 8 participants in Group B who accepted the interview. Results. Questionnaire data analysis. Since participants were divided into two groups to make the comparison, there should be experimental control over Group A and Group B. The similar participants' composition and the experimental control of the two groups assured that there was no significant difference of participants in terms of demographic characteristics or experimental condition characteristics that could affect the outcome of the study in the two groups. Significant correlations. The data shows significant statistically positive correlation between US and SP, US and SO, LS and SP, LS and SO, which is presented in Table 1. For US and SP, correlation is 0.793, p, 0.001. For US and SO, correlation is 0.738, p, 0.001. For LS and SP, correlation is 0.740, p, 0.001. For LS and SO, correlation is 0.709, p, 0.001. This suggests that the more shift participants reported, the more satisfaction they responded. Table 1. Significant correlations between US and satisfaction response. LS and satisfaction response. Higher satisfaction with ThinkLets. The mean value of responses to each item in the scale indicates how people generally respond to each factor. The standard deviation is used to address the degree that responses to items of each scale vary. However, in some cases, there are several items missing values. These blanks are replaced by the mean value computed with completed items. Table 2 shows the result of the questionnaire of the two groups. In essence, the higher the mean of the factor is, the greater people rate it, and the lower the standard deviation is, the greater the consensus of people's responses is. Hence, some of the most influential factors can be identified by analysis combining mean values and standard deviation. The statistical data presented in Table 1 indicates that there are differences of satisfaction response between Group A and Group B. Table 2. More satisfaction in Group A, less in Group B, indicating from questionnaire responses, scale 1 to 5, strongly disagree, strongly agree, mean values of SWP, SWO, US and LS in Group A are higher than that in Group B, while standard deviations are lower. This means most students collaborating with ThinkLets embedded in the collaborative software reported more utility shift and likelihood shift, and they felt more satisfied with meeting process and outcome. Significant difference in SP, SO, US, LS. Moreover, T-test was used to further validate the differences of satisfaction between the two groups. Results are presented in Table 3. Take SP and SO, for example, SIG 0.05 and SIG 0.05. Homogeneity of variances is obviously indicated. 2-tail SIG 0.05 and 2-tail SIG 0.05, which means differences of satisfaction with process and satisfaction with outcome are significant between Group A and Group B. As for US and LS, SIG 0.05 and SIG 0.05, showing that variances are not homogeneous. Second line of US, LS data should be examined, while 2-tail SIG 0.05 and 2-tail SIG 0.05, it can be concluded that utility shift and likelihood shift are significantly different as well between Group A and Group B. Table 3. Significant difference in SP, SO, US, LS from T test result in Group A and Group B. Interview data analysis. There were 10 participants from Group A and 8 participants from Group B interviewed after the meeting. The interview questions are listed in Table 4. These questions are compatible with SO, SP, US, LS. Is it worthwhile to spend time collaborating? Are you satisfied with the process? Why? Will former bad good collaboration experiences have effect on this one? Are you satisfied with the outcome? Why? Do you feel ThinkLets bring you more? Do you feel ThinkLets likely to give you better outcome? Table 4. Interview questions. To handle interview data, we gave each interviewee a detailed number in Group A and Group B first, and we finally extracted critical statements and keywords in the coding of the interview and drew the conclusion. 8 of the 10 participants in Group A reported more US and LS, and higher SP and SP, such as A1, I feel satisfied with the process, especially brainstorming. It makes me think independently when collaborating online, and the process makes the meeting smoother. A2, maybe for me, the result is not exactly what I proposed, but it's the best result for the group. Anyway, I feel good about it. A4, I gain more utility since it saves us much time to get a consistent conclusion. It definitely improves effectiveness. A10, straw poll makes it possible for more fairness, since it's statistically scientific. When it was embedding in a collaborative software, the result is more vivid and clear, and because of that, everyone tends to be more satisfied to the result. However, in Group B, only one participant reported higher SO. Others felt no significant difference in aspects of US, LS, SP, and SO, such as B1, I don't believe we can gain more with the similar mode of discussion. It takes much time since most of people are inattentive. B4, actually, I don't feel good about the process. We didn't control time well, and we sometimes are off the topic. Since it's online, you know, M, thus you can think about the result. B5, there are so many different ideas, it's hard to decide. I believe it's same difficult for other group members. B8, without some criterions to evaluate ideas, everyone seems to be passionless to agree with others. In the statements of the interviews, we firstly marked all keywords and phrases related to commenting on the online collaborative learning. If there was no apparent keywords in a comment-like sentence, we concluded them into words or phrases respectively. Then, we listed all original and concluded words and phrases, counting the times they were mentioned. After analyzing the interview data, we found out that there were several keywords that are related to satisfaction mentioned frequently. The result, from the more frequently mentioned to less frequently mentioned, is shown in Figure 3. Figure 3, analysis of interview data in Group A and Group B. Percentage represents the frequency of each keyword mentioned by participants. From the analysis, we can find that, with ThinkLets in online collaborative learning, yield shift will be more, which leads to higher satisfaction. ThinkLets help to improve quality of online collaborative learning in aspects of time saving, consensus building, effectiveness, scientificity, and so on. Discussion. Consistency of IST result in online collaborative student groups. Utility shift and likelihood shift correlate positively with satisfaction responses. Hence, under the conditions of this study, the observed relationships between yield shifts and satisfaction responses were consistent with what was proposed by IST theoretically. The more yield shifts were reported, the the more satisfied participants tended to be, and the less yield shifts were reported, the less satisfied participants tended to be. This answered research question 1. IST is sound when applied to student groups in online collaborative learning. Only if IST is proved valid in this context, can analysis of question 2 become meaningful. Group collaborating with ThinkLets reports higher satisfaction during online collaborative learning in the group that participants collaborated with ThinkLets. Higher scores in yield shifts and satisfaction responses were reported. In the other group, where participants collaborated without ThinkLets, lower scores were reported. Students felt more satisfied with the process and the final outcome of online collaboration when they used ThinkLets. Many participants mentioned time saving, consensus outcome, effective process, and so on with the help of ThinkLets in collaborative system, and they feel good about it. This answered research question 2. Groups collaborating with ThinkLets feel more satisfied than groups collaborating without ThinkLets in online collaborative learning. Implication for practice. There are several practical implications from these findings. Using ThinkLets to design collaborative process contributes to a higher satisfaction response from participants in online collaborative learning. In designing collaborative software, there are more aspects worth attention. Not only the basic function of the software, but also supportive processes leading to a better outcome and user satisfaction need to be taken into consideration. Implication for research. The indicator satisfaction was proposed a long time ago. It has been the focus of lots of researchers, and it was measured in many fields like online learning, e-service quality, virtual organizations, and information system success. However, satisfaction findings are varied, complicated, and even contradictory. The measurement of satisfaction responses often relied on these complicated findings, rather than scientific and causal theory. IST is the newly developed causal theory that tends to explain the inner response and nature of satisfaction effects. This study adopted IST, and it produced results which corroborate the findings of a great deal of the previous work in this field. In this paper, IST was verified in student groups, indicating that IST is useful in one more occasion. Furthermore, IST was introduced to the field of online collaborative learning. This paper adopted IST to test students' satisfaction when they collaborated online with GSS. The observed satisfaction responses are consistent with IST propositions, so the results suggested that IST may be a helpful perspective to understand satisfaction in online collaborative learning. On the one hand, there has been much effort devoted in the research of ThinkLets since Briggs proposed it, a framework for designing collaborative process, models for collaboration system design, theories to assess collaboration success, and so on have been gradually developed. On the other hand, online collaborative learning has been discussed a lot, such as tools and supports to improve quality of learning. Now that ThinkLets are so well developed, applying it to online collaborative learning can be a promising way to improve learning and collaboration quality. This paper filled the gap between ThinkLets and online collaborative learning and may provide new ideas and inspirations in supporting online collaborative learning. In this study, some keywords related to satisfaction in online collaborative learning are found in the interviews. It might offer something new for building a satisfaction model, especially for the combination of ThinkLets and online collaborative learning. Limitations and future work. There are several limitations of this study. The sample size of the study can be larger to make comparison more reliable. Moreover, exploratory studies like this to some degree trade off some rigor for real-life situations. In comparison groups, it is hard to ensure that differences in satisfaction response are not caused by a difference of quality in the tool implementation. Controlled experiments can be conducted to make utility of IST and conduct a more scientific study. To conclude from the study, using ThinkLets integrated in GSS is a way to improve yield shifts and satisfaction responses in online collaborative learning. However, there must be other ways to improve participants' satisfaction. Satisfaction of online collaborative learning is important and decisive in learning quality and effectiveness. Hence, other methods besides ThinkLets which foster satisfaction can be introduced to improve online collaborative learning quality. Experiments with larger sample size and better controlled experiments should be conducted under a variety of situations to validate the usefulness of ThinkLets in online collaborative learning. Conclusion. In this paper, student satisfaction responses with ThinkLets and GSS applied in online collaborative learning was measured by IST, indicating whether the attempt of introducing ThinkLets and GSS was a success. This study first took IST into online collaborative learning, then tested it in student groups. According to qualitative and quantitative data analysis and implications, three conclusions are made and listed below. Experimental results are consistent with IST, and satisfaction is higher with Think Less support. The results showed that the observed relationships between yield shifts and satisfaction responses were consistent with IST propositions, implying that IST is sound when applied to student groups in online collaborative learning. With the help of Think Less and GSS, participants feel more satisfied. Therefore, in simulating online collaborative learning, adoption of Think Less is a valid method to achieve higher online collaborative learning quality. This finding might be useful in supporting online collaborative learning and software design, as well as building further satisfaction model in the field. Think Less help to improve quality, enabling more satisfaction with online collaborative learning. In the interview data, many keywords are mentioned with high frequency. Consensus building, time saving, and effectiveness are the top three. On the one hand, keywords mentioned indicate the advantages of Think Less supporting online collaborative learning. On the other hand, they are possible aspects that should be considered in the quality of online collaborative learning. Different methods can be introduced into online collaborative learning as an attempt, as it is a success to apply Think Less to online collaborative learning. Other attempts can be made in improving quality of online collaborative learning. Daring to try is a positive element for making progress in practice as well as research. Acknowledgement. The authors thank the National Natural Science Foundation of China, Beijing Higher Education and Teaching Reform Project, the fundamental research funds for the central universities in UIBE and UIBE undergraduate education and teaching research funds for providing funding for part of this research. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org. Goodbye.